Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitive Insights. I'm your host, Janielle Huff. Let's take a moment and just center into your breath as we begin. This show is filled with much energy to help you shift into remembering you before anyone taught you about you, identified you, told you what you knew or didn't know, explained to you their ways, even if they weren't your ways. This is a time that we are going to tap into knowing that we can trust, knowing that we can remember, and it's okay to remember. Let's think about the word memory, because we use it daily, we use it in all our dialogues. But memory, for a lot of people, is, oh, I don't want to remember, or how would I know that from memory? If that was so long ago, do you see these beliefs that are time-spaced realities? And the truth is, and I'll say this several times throughout the show, because I want you to grasp it in many different ways. The truth is all answers, all knowings are sensed, imprinted in the ether field of the energy within you live in. That's right. The answer comes to you in the moment you ask. But because you don't trust that, and we'll talk about that, the instinct and the intuition here in just a bit, you begin to create a doubt, or maybe I don't know, or someone knows more than me, or why would I know? I wasn't present. These kinds of beliefs, right? And these are very low polarity beliefs that are leaving Earth and leaving now. And today I want to tap in with you to your instinction, so your instinct and your intuition, so that you can instinctively know beyond trust, beyond the knowing of no. It just comes out. Have you ever just done something on instant and you're like, oh, that was a good thing, but you didn't realize that at the time? Or, oh, I'm glad I didn't go there. I must have had a no feeling. But you didn't question why. You didn't question, should I? You just simply trusted the instinctual feeling. Just as if you hear a loud noise, your body will respond before you ask, what was that? Or it may respond and go, that was a building falling. That was a pan. Do you see it? It's the feeling with the answer in oneness. And what this does, when you connect, and you remember that your intuition and your instinct is one, it's not separate from, and you will see that. And this is not to say that other people's beliefs aren't right for them, but intuition and instinct were built into you. You already came with it. There's nothing you had to learn or gain. If you look up definitions of instinct and intuition, a lot of people of science will say intuition is something you learn over time that you begin to trust more and more in. But the truth is your instinct and intuition has always been your driving force of the soul communication. Instinctively, the unconscious mind keeps the body safe, protected, and it does this in myriads of ways. And at the same time, that's the instinctual self, the reptilian self, right? And at the same time, the soul speaks to you through sense, through energy, through light, through a feeling, not connecting the words of negative or positive, feeling, just states of emotion. Feeling is just simply the touch of, the feel of, the sensation of. So today, we're going to remove the blocks, because you know, like, look at your life and you're like, oh, I don't remember those times anymore. I want those times to go away, or, whew, don't need that memory. But the truth is the memory is always there. What you're asking in reality is to remove the emotion from the memory and simply create it as it is. When you have emotional attachments or state attachments, but ways that make you feel, those are states of being, then you still have given your power away. Because what is, and everything is known and remembered when you remember that you've known all along. When you came into empower this avatar of a body, your physical body, your human, the spirit, it didn't say, oh, I should check my blood pressure. Oh, I should worry about these things when I get down there. It says, I got this. I know my journey, and here I come. But through life and through the programming of others and through the imprinting of our 3D matrix or whatever matrix you believe in, your limitedness is your matrix, if that's a way to put it, right? Okay. Your limited beliefs, your limited memories, all these things, limited, limited, limited. So most people will say, well, I have to die to remember that. But the truth is death is transitional. And so today we're going to put to death that old belief that you don't remember, that you wouldn't know, that you have no way of knowing. And let's go with the doubt, the second guessing, the what? Oh, the reasoning. The reasoning. Let it be. It is what it is. And so within this comes a very quiet, still mind, which a lot of you will force yourself to keep or have or do meditation to stay in the stillness. But you don't take it with you all day. The thoughts start going. Just for a moment, feel this energy come through your body. Distill the mind, keeping it quiet, aligning your thoughts into sense. Thoughts interpret what I know. Thoughts are used to interpret the symbolism, the meanings, the wisdom. Thoughts were never created for what you think thoughts were, that you're going to find something, know something. You don't even think a memory. The memory comes to you. It is just present. Go back to a memory. How easy did it come? And then go back to a memory that you don't want to remember, that you have a block around, resistance around. Ooh, feel the difference? Which one felt lighter? Because today is what we're going to do is connect the logical and intuitive mind, but it also is going to connect your instinctiveness and your intuition into oneness so that you can have an intentional, intuitive, instinctual flow of life, of experiences that you desire to experience. What is it you want to desire? Peace, happiness, joy? Okay. And do you want to add the details? Go ahead. But when you're adding the details, you're creating the picture, not the story of how it's developing. Give a snapshot of what your knowing is, what you want to experience. And if you're not totally sure, then keep it broad. Surprise me, universe, with something greater than I can even imagine. It'll blow your limits. But today your limits are going to be blown anyway because we're going to go into the knowing and remembering of you. So first, let's take a breath. And I'm going to start running energy. And then if you wish, if you're not driving, or you're listening to this and your hands are free, use your hands just for a moment. And on one hand, you're going to put instinct. And the other hand, you're going to put intuition. And you're going to take a breath, and you're going to see how close or far they are apart. Don't worry about the gap. That's just the that's the doubt. That's the unknown that you didn't think you knew, that you forgot you knew, the power you are, all these things that you truly are a powerful being of light. You forgot because you got dimmed down by resistance and other people's beliefs and judgments, and this didn't feel good and that didn't feel good. Do you see it? Yeah. So when you come in, and we're going to do this, go ahead and look at the instinctual side. Ask, what do you give me? What do you do for me? And hear whatever word, sense whatever word comes up for you. Yeah, it's protection, it's safety, it's peace, it's joy. keep going until it comes to oneness with you. What do you get from peace? What do you get from the next word? And what does the next word give you? And as you're doing this, you're going to see that your hands will start coming together because both sides want the same thing. But there's a mountain of doubt between it. So it's not working on full cylinders, full power. But today it will. I keep going. What does that give you? And I have this, this, and this. What would that give me? That's right. And when you're ready, go to the intuitive side, whatever side that's represented. Yes, and ask, intuition, what do you give me? Oh, yeah, power, strength, understanding, knowing. Yeah, and what does that do for you? And what does that give you? Use your words. These are your words. Keep going until your hands, your pinkies touch. Take your time with us. Breathe. And when they touch, you're going to bring your hands up to your heart. Fold it over. Take a breath. And all the words that you just repeated, you're going to repeat over and over, quicker and quicker, over and over, quicker and quicker. And as you do, and as they connect to oneness, instinct being intuition, intuition being instinct, knowing and knowing, knowing and knowing, instinctively knowing, instinctively knowing. Keep repeating, and when all have been connected, your hands will fall gently into your lap. Just breathe and repeat your words over and over, quickly, faster. Don't even think about them. Just boom, 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 boom. Peace, joy, love, joy. There you go. Yeah. Safety, protection, knowing. Keep going. Let your body breathe, move, shift, whatever it needs to do. Very kinesthetic. This will shift your shoulders, shift your body. You feel nothing at all, but you know what's happening. Yeah. And when your hands fall gently into your lap, all has been connected into one power, one instinct, one intuition. So now you're intuitively instinctual you. What does this mean for you? Take a moment and take a breath. And feel your awareness has changed. Your labels are gone. Your doubts are gone. And if you still have a tinge of doubt, don't worry, we're going to get ready to release that in another way. This is amazing time. Stay in this energy. Don't leave this energy. Stay in this change. Stay in the change to create the next change. You've heard me say it. People meditate to get their mind quiet. And as soon as they come out of meditation, whatever that means, their minds get busy again. So what did you do? You offered yourself peace for a moment, but said, what? You can't stay there and do life because what? Yeah. Breathe through your body. Feel the peace. Feel the joy. Feel the release. Okay. And now, take a breath in. And allow your mind to take you to the place where you always knew you knew. You knew you remembered everything and everything's remembered and there wasn't anything forgotten, lost. Everything is known and given. And when you're there, ask, what do I need to know, see, hear, or feel? What do I need to sense? What is the understanding that allows me to know that I know and remember, and know that everything's imprinted, everything's known, and everything's remembered. Oh, I heard drop the illusions. What did you hear? Drop the illusion that you wouldn't know. And illusions are just belief patterns that are created to keep you safe, protected. Think about that for a minute. Have you ever used your illusional mind to go, oh, someone's outside my door and they're really not, but you scared yourself all night because you didn't go check? But the illusion in your mind was someone's going to get you, right? A lot of the mental illnesses are illusional minds outside of trust. Simply all it is. We created so many words and labels and ways, but the simplicity of it, and we're going to go even simpler than that in just a moment, but right now, drop into this all-knowingness of you. Yes, you do know. How powerful do you feel right now? How clear do you feel right now? Check in with you. Where did the worry go? Where did the entanglements go? Yeah. Do you see it? Do you feel it? All that drama, all that entangled chaos that you thought you needed to figure out or fix. Entangle the entanglements of your mind. Entangle the patterns that keep you stuck, that are rote. And we're even going to get deeper in this remembering, because remember we said you didn't want to remember things, right? Here's another key portion, or key point of this. When you came in as infant soul energy or child energy, you created what a child meant to you over time, space, reality, right? And so when we say, or when people say have childlike belief or childlike mind, if you have childlike, a definition or a meaning of childlike, meaning not responsible or not serious or playful or something that would take you into fear of being that right now, what's going to happen? You're going to resist the simplicity of the childlike being. Do you see it? This is why I teach so much about what this word means to you, because words are symbolisms of the mind's creation so it can talk to you, so that you can talk to others on earth. When you learn another language, you learn their symbolism of sound, of knowing, of meaning. Same for you. What is your soul language? That's opening you up now. So when and now we're going into this childlike being, and simply we're going to remove the word childlike, because that's just a symbolism of saying go back to a pure mind. Go back to a purity of mind, a purity of trust, where everything was known, remembered, powerful. You didn't come here to figure out anything or learn anything about yourself. You simply came here to bring light and love and laughter and joy and experience through this body, your desires. Because as you do, your desires reflect of others that create help and healing. Do you see the balance now? Do you see how powerful you are in your being? Do you see the simplicity of power? People have taught you, well, the more complicated and unique I am, the more powerful I am, because no one can match me. Well, guess what? That's the illusional mind of the 3D matrix. Some of you would call it the egoic mind. But the truth is, you were already unique in your own desires and ways before you ever knew that you had to be powerful or control others through the power of love or the power of control of love. Right? That's right. So here we go. We're going back to purity of mind, where all things are known, remembered, accessible. Move it there now. There you are. Breathe this through your body. Because we're getting ready to play with this. We're getting ready to use this. We're getting ready to know that this works for us, because here we go. Ha, take a moment. Take a breath. Fill your belly. And the importance of right now, and now is when you hear it, but if you are listening to this live in the moment of now, the coronal lens of the sun are open. So it's easier to transform, and the magnetism of the energy of purity is flooding down through your life force on Earth. When you see those that follow the moon cycles, because the energy is changing through each cycle, no different than you bringing you present with you. How are you today? Where are you today? What is happening today? These are all energies. Everything is vibrational energy. Some of you that are very, very feely, very, very knowing in your body, you're going to feel your vagus nerve relax, expand, your sciatica will realign, expand in the peace. Knowing there's nothing you need to embody to feel safe and protected. You already came here that way. You already are. It is. Those aren't things that you came here to figure out. But through the depths of the 3D matrix and the belief system, they've created a cycle of you having to know that because you forgot it. What are you remembering now? Go ahead and ask something you want to know for you. Because now your willingness is all open. Now your willingness says, I can hear it. It just is what it is. Before, you would go asking for corrective criticism. Remember when that came out? Oh, this is good criticism. What? Critiquing yourself is not criticizing yourself. But in the powerful world that wants you to be led by others, they criticize so that you lose your power. So today, and from this day forth, if you want to critique yourself, critique the goodness of you, the powerful of you, the all-knowing of you, because the critique will always be excellent in your now moment. Check your heart. Is it light? Is it open? Is it free? Real quickly on your hands, left hand, right hand, doesn't matter. Remembered, not remembered. Did it collapse into oneness? Take a breath. There really was never a not. The words lost or can't find or unknown, these are illusions that you bought into for safety. You can read all energy in whatever form it shows up for you, instinctively, intuitively. Have you ever been driving and instinctively you just look to the left and there's a billboard sign with a message and you're like, whoa, that's for me? Or without even thinking about it, But those that busy their mind with where is this, where's my message, where's my symbol, where's my man, where's my girl, where's this thing, where. Puts your consciousness in a frenzy of trying to find something it doesn't know what it's looking for. You are all consciousness. Even the unconscious is an illusion. That somehow you're only the tip of the iceberg of your own being. Are you kidding me? You are your power of you. Reveal. Reveal you. Reveal the power of you to yourself. You're not hiding from others. You're hiding from you. You're not doing because of others. You're not doing because of you. Remember your power, your journey, your reality will naturally and instinctively affect the lives of others. Whatever your purpose, whatever your journey, whatever your passion is, lies within it the power of you, your spark, your spirit, your consciousness, your God connection. Your all-conscious being of light. And as you remember the knowing of your knowing, and when you go, oh, I don't know that, because you will, we all do it, stop and go, wait, I do know that. It is this. And let it come forth. It is, pleads the answer. The solution is, it is. It is this, and let it come forth through you. This is what I see. This is what I feel. This is what I know. This is what I sense. Your language in this new era of life that we're entering into, that we are into. You've entered it. And even in the connectedness, they talk about the split of the 3D and the 5D. It's not really a split of mind. It's just a knowing of difference of awareness, right? So there is no splitting or unattached. We're all connected. But to you, and we talk about you, we're talking about soul you, the eye of you, the me of you, whatever you want to say that is, want to experience. Go with that today. Express yourself. Trust. This goes beyond trust. If you allow it to shift you fully, you'll just know that you know. And it'll resolve the ego into a natural knowing. Take a breath. That's right. If you want to go in more depth with this, reach out, JanielleHuff.com. I'm here for you. Everything is through Zoom at this time. But you can do this for you. Come along with me. Find your true power within you. Today's the day. Now is the moment. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.